Blog Talk Radio.
Mom's dying on some breast cancer. Praying to God, waiting on the answer. A close friend took his own life. Now his main man, fucking his wife. Life's a trip, right? Come on, let's take a flight. The same people who hate it, screaming congratulations. These rap niggas is foul and way beyond flagrant. But I still, I'm a Laker. This thick bitch I met on some rap shit, hitting my cell, claiming that she pregnant. I understand this was a one night stand. Me and Preyton, Nate, and you wasn't a part of the plan. Please try to comprehend the situation I'm in. She looking for a meal ticket. Care less one, yeah. Where shall I begin? Bitches and fake friends who made subliminal records trying to make a man. Send them two bad bitches and they identical twins. One name is karma, the other is revenge. Same nigga that'll invite you into his space. The same nigga if you was broke would spin his cape. Won't hesitate to let you borrow the gun from his waist. And that's the same motherfucker that you was spitting his face. Down bad, I would give him my last. Came across a little cash and they showed me they ass. See, my blessings come from a God that loves all. When I was looking for my dog, he ain't wanna be involved. Now a nigga winning, the opposite from beginning. These chickens smiling and grinning. I'm just playing my position. Far as the opposition, well, they might get offended. Well, I can care less, I am my own competition. Far as the grind, I'm with the
celebration. Hey, y'all, it's Christy Love. Welcome to Craze Radio, your station for entertainment news, current events, real talk, and unsigned and independent music. That was Jay Jackson out of Detroit, hip-hop artist. It's Monday night. Tonight is indie night. You already know the night where you get to hear the latest dopeness from independent, newly signed, unsigned, underground, and underrated artists. We love to feature you, hardworking artists, so we offer our platform to you so that we can help spread your music and your brands. There is a way you can get featured on our station. First and foremost, you know, you should be following us on social media. On Facebook, it's Craze Radio, and that's Craze with a K. Twitter would be Craze _ Radio, and Instagram is Craze _ Radio. Send us your MP3s, photos, bios to crazeradio@ymail.com, interview requests, music submissions. You can also go to crazeradio.com and click on music submissions, and it'll give you all of the information you need to send us all of the good stuff. We don't mind supporting you. Just make sure you support us back. We follow, we friend, and we ask that you do the same thing. Return the favor if you ain't a hater. We're going to get back to the music. I am Christy Love. You can follow me on Twitter at Christy Love NC, and that's KristyLoveNC, and, of course, the NC is for North Carolina. We're going to get back into some Jay Jackson. This is one of his throwjacks that we featured a couple of years ago on Craze Radio. This is 48205 in Red Zone.
Time for the national anthem.
I started this body
bottom. If you bout it,
get them up. Get
em up. I mean you bout it, bout
it. I mean you bout it.
We say you bout it. Yeah. Hey. This for the whole East Side, 48205. What up, though? Red Zone. Shout out to the West Side.
West Side, what up, though?
I represent where the illest ride. East Side, 48205, where the killers reside. And they trapping out them bacons with chop inside. Assalamu alaikum, paper plate for that bacon, you die. Shit that you see like a scene from a movie. Gas station crackhead scrapping over that Lucy. Drive by a hoopty, hopping out with the Uzi. Robin's Coney Island, chili fried with the blue cheese. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. Nephew found Nemo, my mama going to chemo. Rum brother C note, get him off of that Lilo. When you paid in full, these niggas turning to Rico. Go. Stopping at the Hoover store, might run into Brenda Foe. Snatching off your buffaloes and betting them on a centerfold. Tricking at the double O, seven us you getting low. If it ain't about the pro, my nigga, what you hustle for? I was clutching burners, some niggas was packing burners. And there's meant to ride for that Cadillac converter. Squatting in your crib for hot water, take your furnace. Number one for murders, shit you never heard us. Dresden, State Fair, say we living in hell here. Right. And they selling them bridge cars, hustling off of that welfare. Right. I'ma rep that East Side until they free Eli. Rest in peace, J-Mo, D-Lo, K interstate. 9475, waiting on the sunrise, like 7 miles and out of drive. When I'm on that west side, I'm posted on the number streets. Rest in peace to Uncle Keith, forever you a part of me. Omar, free twerk, shout out to my cousin C. Tezo, C-O-B-O, my nigga Ski. F-A, Rome C, Death Row, Hoover Street, Pulaski Elementary Complex, influence me.
Body. I mean they riding. You better watch your shit, cause these niggas is violent. I mean they snatch you out your car on the kidnap. Break me on the floor and tell you, bitch, you better break off.
Okay, so now tonight on Craze Radio Indie Night, we have Detroit hip hop artist Jay Jackson. Welcome back to Craze Radio.
Yo, 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 it's a pleasure to be back. Pleasure to be back.
How you been? How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm blessed. It's better than I ever been. Enjoying every day. I'm in a good space. So, yeah, I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Glad to be in our, this is our third season, well, third year anniversary of Craze Radio.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Actually, on the 29th. So, and you were here. You were like one of our first year feature artists back in 2013, I believe.
Yeah. 13. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. What I guess that means I'm on my job.
Yes. You're doing the
thing. Yeah. That's a good thing.
But yeah, you had called in. Back then, you were promoting your Throwjack.
Yeah. Wow. That's
Say
crazy.
You will. I'll never forget. That was one of my favorites. The remake of Kanye West.
Yes, indeed.
Shook Ones. Was that one of the Throwjacks? Or that was...
Yeah. Shook Ones. Yep.
The old Mob Deep. And, of course, the 48205 in Red Zone.
Yeah, that's my joint.
Yeah, so explain to everybody what the Red Zone is or the 48205, and that'll kind of, like, give them a little background of... Jay Jackson.
Well, the Red Zone, it's a place, it's a beautiful place, actually. When my parents moved over there 23 years ago, I believe it was. Yeah, they've been over there for a while. Before they moved over there, it was a great middle-class area. And now, since Detroit, you know, we're going through a bankruptcy and, you know, the city has really took a dive as far as the economy and just everyday living, is now considered the deadliest zip code in the city and, you know, one of the most dangerous places in the nation. You know what I mean? And there's people over there. It's just crazy. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, to see what it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I still have family there. And to see where it is now, it's a total epiphany. It's totally different from what it was, you know what I mean? And I'm just trying to provide some life and some light to those who are still there, you know, telling the stories of what I've seen growing up. It was, like, actually some good people. Down the street from where I grew up is Eminem's house, and that's,
okay.
Like, seven houses down the street. Down the street from him is a cat named Marv Wine, who's very active, and he's very dope. He's actually a legend in the city. He from that block. The Smile Brand, Phil Freshman. There's some great people that come from that same block, you know, within, you know, not even a mile from each other. And like I say, it's not so beautiful on the eyes, you know, because everything is burnt and abandoned, but it's still some good people there, you know what I mean?
The video that you did for the 48205 was actually quite successful. Like, I think the last time I looked at it, you was like at 50,000 views. So
yeah, crazy.
I always say, you know, you paint a pretty good picture of Detroit, definitely the east side. When I listen to your music, I get a feel of what life is like there, kind of, because you tell great stories.
Oh, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, how does your family and friends feel about your representation of East Detroit?
They love it, of course, you know, they support it, they're behind it, you know, and it's just one of those things where it's kind of like, wow, like you never really know how bad it is to somebody bring it to your attention. Like,
yeah.
I'm currently residing in Atlanta, and I didn't know how bad the world viewed Detroit. You know what I mean? Because that's all we know. You know what I'm saying? We waking up every day. Most of us is going to work, and you know what I mean, just living the everyday life, and you know, going to school and taking a kid, and it's like we know how to maneuver through it, but it's just we don't view it that bad because we living in it every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But once the world perception that the world has is like, yo, it's really like dangerous, and it really is.
It's crazy how like the perception of Detroit or whatever, how it kind of got away from the music scene, because like back in the day, like Detroit was part of musical history. The home of Motown, actually, like the first black record label, I believe. And then, you know, all of the hip hop history that come from there. Like you said, Eminem and Jay Dilla.
Dilla is like, man, I so like the timing of our, you know, when he passed away and the timing of me, man, like Dilla is so like crazy. Like he's like a God sent him here to do music. You know what I mean? And you could just tell by how great he was. Yeah, and Motown, people didn't even know that Motown, when you say Motown, you don't say, okay, that's R&B or that's soul music. You say it's Motown. Meaning that it's a genre of music. It's not
that.
Yeah. And the greatest came. And back in the 60s and 70s, when we had the, you know, the big three, and we had Motown, and we had a bunch of other things, it's a fact that that was the best economy that the nation will ever see. And that's proven, you know what I mean, due to statistics. But and to go from that into where we are now as a city, it's totally different, you know, and it's Detroit.
So how do you get influence in an area from Detroit? Like, who were some of the major influences musically that made you just, like, want to do music, want to do hip-hop?
That made me want to do music. A lot of my influences came from New York, like the Jay Nas, the Biggie Pac, and, of course, M.
The Great.
Yeah, the Greats. Yeah, and shout out my sister, Miss Corona. And then that movie scene she did on 8 Mile, when I was a youngin' watching that, I was just like crazy. I didn't know her then at the time. But we met up, we got records together, you know, that's my big sis. And that's what, like, those are the things that made me want to get into it. My sister got a crazy collection of hip hop, and she used to always play it around the crib, and you know, I was to recite their lines. And, you know, by the time I got older to realize, like, yo, I can really do this, and went from there.
Now, you mentioned, like, Miss Corona, and then, I know you worked with DJ DDP. Yep.
Yeah.
And
that's another legend. He's another Detroit legend, for sure.
Ski Beats, who's actually from
Ski Beats,
North Carolina.
You know,
how do you
know?
Like, because before, like, okay, so you've never released a whole project or a mixtape prior to what you're about to do, right?
Never.
So
how
do you even, like, connect with people of that caliber when you haven't even, you know, as some people
and that's so crazy, man. It's just God. Like, this is really what God sent me here to do. It, you know, once you believe, and not only believe, you actually walk in that direction, God opened those doors. And one thing I noticed, you know, throughout my journey, it takes nothing to be genuine. And people who have achieved, you know, great things such as Ski Beats, you know, with his, he got some of Jay-Z's biggest records of all time. You know what I mean? He got some of hip-hop's. When you mention hip-hop, his name is in them history books. You know what I mean? And not to get off topic, come from a certain place of mentally to where they see certain things in me. You know what I mean? It just automatically connect. It took me some time to realize that. But now, like I say, traveling, like I say, I'm in Atlanta now. And, you know, I just performed for, I just rocked with Greg Street the other day. You know what I mean? And it's just the connection, you know, it's just me and being genuine. I mean, some of my favorite, I was just ran into Tigger the other day. You know what I mean? And I was, Rap City the Basement, like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, it's just God. I don't know no other way to put it.
Yeah, all things fall into place according to his plan.
Word.
So,
word.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so you down south in Atlanta hitting up stages and
every time I
look at the social media, you got a mic in your hand on a stage in Atlanta.
Word.
All the way from Detroit. Now, are you under management? Like, do you have management?
Yeah. I have a consultant. You know what I mean? And that plays the manager role and a lot of things that I do, you know, it keeps everything intact. And you know what I mean? It's one of those things, man. Great guy. Shout out my man Dave.
Okay, so unsigned, though, would you consider yourself independent? And do you think you will stay independent for a while or maybe?
I like the independent grind, but. You know, it takes certain times where you have to make a marriage with, you know, some type of corporation and build off that and then turn that into something. You know what I mean? The independent grind is great. I love the fact that my team and I love the fact that we have creative control. I love doing my own thing, you know, because everybody sees me. Like, the first thing before you hear me rhyme, if you know nothing about me, you'll see me, right? And you'll be like, yo. So Jay Jackson, okay, that's cool. So you sing, right? You know what I mean? You know, people look at me like, yo, so you sing. So I get that a lot from people who don't know me. You know what I mean? And then it's like when I rhyme or whatever, when they catch some music, they're like, yo, I never even your voice, I never even, you know what I mean? This is one of those things,
yeah.
And I hear it all the time. So I like the element of surprise. You know what I mean? I just like everything that's going on right now as far as how things are being done and, you know, just the whole process.
So what we do know is that Eastside Story is on the way.
Yes, indeed.
Like you said, this will be your first project. Is it going to be like an actual album or is this like mixtape free music?
Nah, we don't do free music at all. Like, oh, you can get a freestyle. And if people are like, yo, you can't get it. Like, who? How we go? Yeah, you left us not free. But it's just like, man, it's like in so many artists, we put so much blood, sweat, tears, sacrifices, dedication, hours. So we, you know, like me personally, I sacrificed a lot. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, you know, I freestyle. You know what I mean? You can get the freestyle, and that you can check it out, and hopefully that inspires you to go dig deeper and check out some of the, you know, the singles. Eastside Story, it is an EP. My first album, still untitled, my first album, and this is exclusive right here. My first album will be done, everything produced by Ski Beats. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He worked on Jay-Z's first album, Reasonable Doubt. So I say, yo, you know, let's just make it official. Let's just, you know. So every time I think about it, it's a great feeling. But, yeah, Eastside Story, it's an EP. Every song on there is a story about things that I've seen coming up on the East Side. And, you know, later on in life, we're going to turn that into a movie. It's going to become a movie. It's going to become a stage play. It's going to become a book. Yeah.
Oh.
So people wasn't understanding why, like, yo, why you keep spoon feeding us? Because it's like, yo, I want you to check it out. Every time, I guarantee you,
mm-hmm.
Every time you check out my music, you're going to catch something that you didn't catch the first time.
That is
you know
true.
What I mean? So
yeah.
I want you to live with it. I want you to grow with it. I want you to, you know what I mean, to soak it up. And people are like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, what album is like, yo, I'm Unsigned Hype in Detroit. Shout out to FM98, WJLB. I'm nominated Best Lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And these are without an album.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's without an album, without a mixtape. So.
Yeah, you're definitely doing it differently, and it's working.
I appreciate it. Every man has to find his own way, and I think this is, you know, I think this is a good way.
Yeah, because I was one of those people that was like nagging you, like, when is it coming out? Like, how much?
You both, last time we talked. So what you waiting on, Jackson? What's going on, Jackson? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it's all everything. It's most definitely chess. You know, everything is strategic. You know, I mean, I reading the Bible and I learned how, not to say I'm God or anything close to God, but, you know, Jesus was very strategic in the way he got to the people. So I took that and I admired that, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, I could do that with this music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother conversation for another time, no? But, yeah.
You were created in his image, okay?
and that's for sure. That's for sure. But
yeah.
A lot of times, those are things that I tell myself. But so everybody just don't get that. Everybody just don't understand that. So, you know what I mean? You can't, you know, some people, they take it the wrong, Jackson tripping somebody, God, and he a God and all that. You know what I mean? But like you say, we most definitely, we're created in the image. And like I say, man, God over everything. We're going to leave that at that. We're going to leave that right there. I don't want to send nobody. You know what I mean? Send nobody the wrong way. But if they don't see it now, they most definitely see it throughout the end of the journey.
I get it. So, okay. So, Esau's story on the way. Do you think, like, how would the people outside of Detroit, like, I know how I feel about it, but how would people outside of Detroit feel or gravitate towards this project? You know, being that is your story, your
correct
thing. Like, how will Atlanta, how will California, how will everybody gravitate towards this project, you think?
Because it's like, you hear about Detroit, you hear about
mm-hmm.
the rumors, you hear about the facts, you hear about all the negativity. And I thought that, so I was telling my man, like, yo, man, I'm performing Eastside Story, because Eastside Story, right now I'm home in Detroit, home for the holiday. And Eastside Story, it was like, it's at every radio station here, every club is playing it, cars are riding down the street banging it, you know what I mean? Because it's the Detroit story. It's like an anthem, you know what I mean? And I was thinking, like, yo, bro, we in the A. And I did a few drills. I'm like, I don't know if they're going to be able to feel, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to feel what I'm talking about, because they don't know about this, you know? And my man, he said, yo, it's a Heaven Jones in every hood. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? It's a 9-to-5 in every hood. Our 9-to-5 is just different because it's, you know what I mean, Detroit was the home of the big three, which the majority of the population worked for the factories. You know what I mean? And now the factories, the hours, the pay is lower than it was back then. The hours is lower back then. So cats is like, yo, what the hell is going on? Not to get off topic, but every time I perform my East Side Story,
mm-hmm.
cats was like, they took to it, and then after the show, they're like, yo, so what are Buffaloes? And then I tell them, yo, this is what we dying for. This is what they going crazy. This is a trophy back home, because a lot of the youth back home, they either trapping or you got your guys who go to work and, you know, who do the honest thing and who go to school, and then you got your guys who's just trapping. You know what I mean? That's what. That we've been hustling since way back, you know what I mean? And like, to get a pair of Buffaloes, which is Cartier frames, or, you know, any type of Cartier frame, is like a trophy. You know what I mean? If you ain't got you some Cartier females, they trying to holler at you at the crib. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we get the Buffaloes, we flood them with ice, you know, we put diamonds in them, and we get the Rolex, and that's all. Some cats who never seen success, and this is no diss to my people,
yeah.
but that's what we think is living it up. Like, that's what we think
yeah.
is, you know what I mean? Like, and we are, like I say, people are dying every day for these glasses. They're dying every day for this watch, you know what I mean? And when
yeah.
you hear the Eastside Story, I talk about the emotions of the guy going through it and everything that he went through. You know what I mean? Because that's what we are. That's our culture back home. That Rolex and the Buffaloes. That's it. You know what I mean?
And that's why I say I get it. I get the Eastside story and most of the music that you put out because it is all relatable. Like, outside of Detroit, every city, especially every urban, you know, we dealing with the same stuff. We going through the same thing. So even though it's about Detroit, I think it'll still be a classic project because everybody can relate to it. And one thing you touched on was, like, this radio play. Like, how you just going to be all up on the radio? Like, no mixtape out ever before this. And I'm not just talking about, like, online radio. I'm talking about FM radio, not only in Detroit.
Word.
You on the radio in Atlanta, too?
Not yet in Atlanta. It will be soon. Like,
okay.
I say, you know, we going through the grind stages. Like I say, the clubs is crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out DJ Geronimo. Shout out DJ Greg Street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm with some heavy hitters down there, man, and just building.
Yeah, so if you with Greg Street, yeah, it'll be on the radio in no time. So
I just met we gonna keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I just performed at the Blue Ivory, and that's his joint down there. You know what I mean? And I met
okay.
him, cool, humble cat, man. And it's so crazy that because Greg Street, and I'm even ashamed to say this, like I didn't, you know what I mean? Like I heard about him, like
mm-hmm.
when it comes to Detroit, you know what I mean? But he's a huge guy, man, and he's responsible for a lot of cats, you know. So, you know what I mean? We gonna keep it on the humble and keep our fingers crossed. We ain't going to speak too soon, though, but he's most definitely a good cat.
Oh, no, we going to speak that.
You going to speak
it? We speak that, okay? You can keep your fingers crossed, but I'm going
to
speak that, okay?
So you can put that in the universe for me, no doubt.
Yeah. And all of that from, once again, an unsigned artist. So you're definitely doing your thing. Also, you touched a little bit on being nominated. What's this, the second year straight for?
Best Lyricist.
Best Lyricist. Is that with the Underground Hip Hop Awards?
Yes. I love my people, too. I love my people, the people that hold me down. Shout out to Miss Christy Love, you know.
Oh.
I love my people who support me because I just got a call today. They say, hey, you know, we apologize that you were only nominated for Best Lyricist. Your people have, you know, contacted us on the ballot and they, you know, they wrote you in on so many other categories. So you're now nominated for Best Live Performer. You're nominated for Best Male Hip Hop Artist. So I'm like, wow, you know. I love my people, man, and that's all that matters. Like, you know, it's not about, to me personally, it's not about the accolades, any of that. It's about the people, you know what I mean? It's about the people that you can reach out to and inspire. And I want my music to be like, yo, are you listening to Jackson? Or you my cousin, you my brother, you know what I mean? Because it takes a certain mind to listen to him. But yeah, shout out to my people that's holding me down. It's 7 more days to vote. So everybody, you know what I mean, get out there and vote. Jay Jackson, J. Jackson, best performer, best lyricist, best male hip-hop artist, you know. Yeah.
What's the website?
It's www.undergroundhiphopawards.com.
Okay.
You know?
And you have to vote in every category in order for it to count.
Yeah,
now,
so even those that you don't know, I hate to say it, but... Or just write Jay Jackson in there, you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Yeah, one of those things.
Or you can eeny, meeny, miny, mo like I did. But, okay, so now when I voted, of course, I only saw that one category, and then you said they've also added you to the other categories. Now, how do I go back and, like, can I go back and vote again, or how does that work?
And that's crazy. I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I don't think that, and that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. So how would I? That's a great question. That is a great question because, like, yo, how would you win? You know what I mean? If your people already voted, but they didn't get a chance to vote. Yeah, I mean, so.
And I can't vote again because I tried. It would.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that word.
And also, the unsigned hype, what was that now? Because I be getting confused on all of these awards and nominations.
You got to know that. That's every if it's not every artist, three, it should be somewhere along the line in the journey, because the unsigned hype is, you know, you got your radio, which is corporate. You know what I mean? That's
yes.
FM 98, WJLB. That's it's two urban radio stations in the city of Detroit, and FM 98 and 107 is one. I was just at 107 yesterday. It was crazy. But shout out to FM 98. They got this thing where they do is like if you hide in the streets or if you just doing your thing, and they, you know, they play your joint, and it, you know, it becomes in a rotation. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, when they hit me up and told me, because like the way that Puff found Biggie, he was unsigned hype. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Puff
wow.
hit the radios. Yeah, Puff hit the streets, hit the radios. Like, yo, who hot in the streets? And it's like, yo, Biggie Smalls, he unsigned hype right now. You know what I mean? And so for me to be unsigned hype, it's like, yo, like that is like a lot of people, the culture has been so abandoned and so disregarded yeah. that people just went, no, and you can't knock them because it's a new day and age. It's a new generation out there. But
yeah,
that was so huge. And I was sitting in the car with my mom. And we were on the way to the mall, just, you know, little son of mom was, you know. And, yeah, and it was like, all right, we about to get into that brand new Jay Jackson East Side Story. And I'm tripping. And she didn't even know what was going on. She was like, Buffa, what is this guy talking about? Like, who is this guy? And I'm just laughing, like, yo. It's like, Jay Jackson. She's like, oh, wow. Like, you know, it was one of those things. So that was it's the journey, man. These are great memories. These are great, some great memories. That
yeah. Does she love your music?
Yeah. She, like, I try to keep my music away from my family, you know, but
okay.
it's so many people running up to her like, yo, it's your brother. Your brother or your son. Like, yo, he, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
it's one of those things where, like, oh, I really can't describe it, but yeah, she's the music that she's up on. She likes it. She likes it a lot.
Okay. So, and now I'm glad you broke that down for me. The unsigned hype versus the underground hip hop award. So, the unsigned hype is actually really, really major because I wasn't realizing that was coming from FM radio and all the big wigs like that. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. So far from East Side Story, what singles have you put out so far?
For East Side Story?
Yeah.
It's going to be seven joints on there. I got the East Side Story, which is titled after the project.
Mm-hmm.
I got Heaven Jones that came out first quarter. East Side Story, which came out third quarter. I just released a 9 to 5. You know, for the fourth quarter. Now that's exclusive, but it is on a project. It's called 9 to 5. And like I said, the reason why I'm giving it to the people, because I want them to experience episodes with this music. You know what I mean? I want them to experience, like, this is another scene of the movie. These are different characters of the movie that's to come. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
you know, I can flood the market. I can push it, but they won't receive it that way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's on a journey, they take it, they're like, okay, I'm interested to see what's next. You know, I gave y'all a freestyle on the Jamaica freestyle, and this is like my experience from traveling to New York and, you know, just the culture over there. But that was just a freestyle. But yeah, seven joints, and I wanted the other three. Nah, I can't get y'all those. No, the other four, I can't get y'all those. But another reason why I did it strategically like that, because when you look at the day and time of music, people are not buying four projects anymore, especially
right.
from New Orleans. They're not buying, you know, check out my mixtape, and it just brings you a part of the population. And like now, every time I drop, I grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more people that's becoming a part of the journey. So yeah, I choose to break it up like this, and like I say, it's working in my favor. A lot of people didn't know the formula to now. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. I understand
yeah.
now.
yeah.
I totally understand. And I'll try not to ask you anymore for a release date.
Oh, yeah, the release date. It's going to be one of them things where it's like, yo, it's here. Like, it could come out tonight.
Oh.
It could come out tonight.
Let me make sure
I
got the money on my bank card first.
That's a question mark, though. It could. I mean, it's going to be one of those things. It's going to be a surprise drop. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm going to just most definitely tell everybody, like, yo, it's here. Go get it. I got the Jack Pack coming, and the Jack Pack is my Eastside Story hoodie and or crew neck, whatever, you know, whoever chooses. I have a documentary called The Journey. It's short documentaries, like it was 30 minutes, but we chopped it down to 16. We got that, the EP. We got Eastside Story, The Journey, a documentary. We got the EP, and we got the hoodie, or a T-shirt, crew neck, whatever, you know, whatever you choose. And it's all in the Jack Pack. You know what I mean? And those for the people who support me, man, and, you know, just, you know, that's just there for me the day ones, man, who want to support the movement. So, yeah, I got that coming for them.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, you have my full support. You have Craze Radio full support. Craze.
That is so dope.
Media.
Thank you so much.
I tell everybody, you know, it was so refreshing to hear your music a few years ago, because it's like you are you, your sound, your voice is unique, like nobody else's.
Wow.
The delivery, the content, everything is like A-okay.
Thank you so much. Like, I got to cut you off because I'm getting excited. So
okay.
Thank you. Like, you don't really know what it takes, like when I go through, because like even Kanye, he went through it. He was like nervous breakdown. Like, damn, these other rappers that much better than me. So I'm going on the airplane. But yeah, that line. But it was like, because once you're in the city, you have the urban life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, I want to do something different. And cats would be like, yo, we understand all that different shit, but we want to hear that. We want to hear that shoot 'em up, bang. You know what I mean? It's like, oh,
yeah.
It's more than that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for you to be approximately 1,000 miles away from where I come from, and to hear you speak that highly of me, like, that is the one of the greatest blessings, you know what I mean, that I've received. And thank you. Like, thanks a lot.
You are so welcome. Like, anybody that listens to your music, and of course we're going to give out all the links and info, will be able to feel the genuineness in your lyrics. I myself,
you
know, it's like I can feel the culture, the humbleness, the love that you have for your family and
Word.
Your city. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So,
you can tell like I love my family, because sometimes they be on that spoiled shit like, yeah, you couldn't pick up the phone. And I'm like, look, man, I'm out here trying to grind for us. So,
yeah.
Okay, it's great that somebody else can tell that I love my family. I'm going to make sure I play this interview for them.
Please do.
They're going to be bad. They're going to be bad for real. Like, hey, you know that was some bullshit what you said, right? Nah, I'm just talking.
Well, keep doing what you do, Jay Jackson. Stay true to you.
All right.
And what's in your heart. Don't let nobody try to tell you you need to do turn up or whatever. They want you to shoot them up, bang, bang. Just keep doing what you are doing. Keep grinding. And everyone will soon know your name.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And you want to know something so crazy?
Yeah.
Because you said that almost a year ago on my Instagram, you was like, yo, a guy had posted, he posted him in the club listening to my song. And he was like, yo, Jay, one radio station at a time, one club at a time. And that was in January, I think. And
okay.
Now it's on the biggest radio stations in my city. It's in every club in my city. You know what I mean? It's in a lot of cars. It's driving by my city. So you spoke that, and I appreciate you. I really do.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't remember that? I think I can
if the post is still there,
but I'm gonna let you say one radio station at one person at a time, one club at a time. You most definitely said that.
Okay, that sounds
Word.
Like me. It definitely does. So, how do we get you in our cities and on our radio stations? Like, what do we need to do?
Y'all can now download the iHeartRadio app and select FM 98 WJLB, and when it comes on, when my joint comes on the radio here, you will have it. it will come on, you know what I mean, because everything is live. Y'all can do the FM98WJLB on iHeartRadio. Y'all can do 107.5, FM 107.5, Hot 107.5 on iHeartRadio. Yeah, and that's it. Or you can hit up my iTunes, because everything they got, I got, of course.
Definitely so, hit up the iTunes.
Hit up the iTunes, Google Play, Rhapsody, yeah. All of that. I don't really, and you know, even Spotify, you know what I mean? Hit everybody up, man, and go get that joint. If you gotta download it off YouTube, go get that, you know what I mean? If you got to bootleg it, and you know, because the technology is so...
I know, you can just take it from anywhere accessible. Nowadays.
Yeah, so just get it. Just get it. Hit me at IM_J_Jackson. I know it's a lot. On Instagram and Twitter, James Kellum on Facebook. You know, Jackson University on SoundCloud, Jackson University at Tumblr. You got the website that's coming soon. So make sure y'all just, you know, keep it locked. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to Media Craze, Christy Love.
That's yes, me. Shout out to
got,
me.
You gotta push that button where the people clap after I say that.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's do it again. Okay, go.
You crazy. Shout out to Media Craze, Christy Love. And then, you know what I'm saying?
They yes, right. Shout out to me.
That right there. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. What?
All right, Jay Jackson, give out that voting information one more time for the Underground Hip Hop Award.
Jay Jackson, nominated Best Lyricist, nominated Best Performer, nominated Best Male Hip Hop Artist at the Underground Hip Hop Awards. I need y'all vote. This is a huge time for me. Like, I really want to take this award, and I want to give it to my moms, you know what I mean, as a dedication. Because,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Before the BET Awards, before the Grammys, this is it's home. So I want to give this to her to document this time and the journey. So if y'all can get out, all it takes is a vote. You know what I mean? So if y'all can get out there and vote, man, I highly appreciate it. And I most definitely thank y'all.
All right. Now I want you, we're going to take this out, but I want you to go ahead and introduce one of these songs, and you choose which one of the
The Heaven Jones, you got that?
I got everything. I got all Jay Jackson.
Okay. All right, Heaven Jones, right now, Crazy Radio with Miss Christy Love. We about to get into that Heaven Jones by Jay Jackson off the East Side Story EP. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Hit up iTunes, hit up Google Play, Rhapsody, Beats Music, Amazon, all that. Go get that.
All right, y'all. This is Jay Jackson. Her name was Heaven. Heaven Jones.
Her name was Heaven. Slash Heaven
yes.
Jones. Word.
All right. Thanks for calling in to Crazy Radio. Enjoy your journey.
And you already know it. I appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Bye.
I make it through the day. Somehow I make it through the day. I make it through the day. I make it through the day.
Yeah, Secretary of State. My current service fate. A chance I gotta take to get my license plate. A letter in the mail from the IRS claiming the homie signed on my income tax. Wayne Community College for that refund check. Package from FedEx, my Arizona Connect. They foreclosed in the crib, so we squat in the lift. Reverend pushing the bins and molesting the kids. More school closings and less job openings. So we graduating at 1300 Bobian. All he ever dreamed of was pushing the Beamer. But it's looking like Katrina and they ain't sending us FEMA. Every other day it's a cop robbing a citizen. Watching CNN for Kwame Kilpatrick sentencing. Nights without street lights, the bullshit we living in. No man is safe, not even Jehovah Witnesses. I remember the days of an Osborne night. Robbing niggas for days up in sugar and spice. He called Heaven over cause he wanted to chill. Now she taking refills of that Plan B pill. Get it high. how we live, so we carry it too. She at the abortion clinic, never made it to school. Big dreams of myself on that TV screen. Raped by her stepdad, killed her self-esteem. Rolling off of a bean, then she mixed it with lean. When her pop was alive, he used to call her a queen. As a teen, can't visualize the things she seen. Ready to scrap if anybody call her mother a fiend. Crib getting cold, so I'm using the stone. Only time he shoveled snow when he was treating his nose. She about to explode, crying out to her soul. Her wardrobe is full of her best friend clothes. Ran away from home, now she out on her own. Body overdeveloping, they thinking she grown. A drink pulled up on her, so she gave him a treat. That made his toes curl, laid back in the seat. Now she walking the street without a place to sleep. 15 years old, prostitute in the East. No BET or MTV. Just shopping at Save-A-Lot using her EBT. 48205, this is all she see. L-U-S-T, no L-O-V-E. She was taking it hard, but now she finally free. Because she R.I.P. off of HIV. Yeah.
Somehow, I make it through the day. Somehow, I make it through the day.
That was Jay Jackson. Her name was Heaven, a.k.a. Heaven Jones. Of course, you can go and get that off iTunes. You can go listen to her on SoundCloud, but definitely go to iTunes or Google Play and purchase that. That'll be on his upcoming project, East Side Story, representing Detroit. And I just want to give a great big shout-out, a love shout, as we say on Craze Radio, to Jay Jackson for calling in. He's definitely somebody y'all need to keep on your radar and definitely go and vote for him. Show all that love and support on the Underground. Let me get this website for you. Hold on. UndergroundHipHopAwards.com. And like I said, you have to vote in each category in order for the vote to count. Show your support for another one of our Indie Night artists, Mr. Jay Jackson. Of course, I'm going to let you hear a few more selections by him. These songs will also be on his new project, East Side Story. And the very, very latest following that will be 9 to 5. Remember, Jay Jackson, that is I_am_J_Jackson on Twitter and Instagram. And I am Christy Love, KristiLuvNC on Twitter and Instagram. Of course, the NC North Carolina. Make sure you tune in every Monday night to Craze Radio. We have the best selection of indie and unsigned artists. If you want to submit your music and your interview requests, send all the proper information to crazeradio@ymail.com. Of course, that's Craze with a K. And you can actually go on crazeradio.com and click on the music submission button, and you'll get all the information need from us. Like I said, we're coming up on our third year anniversary in a couple of days. November 29th will be our third year anniversary. We definitely have a big announcement next week coming, especially good news for all of the artists that we normally play on Blog Talk Radio. Just keep it locked in to our Twitter accounts, Facebook, facebook.com, Craze Radio, Craze with the K, and we'll have that big announcement coming up soon. Once again, I am Christy Love, and I'm out.
All he ever wanted was a Rollie and some buffaloes. Billy Cat, Wars Mink in the Rain. Had the Buffalo Frames before Jesse James. Only 16 in the madman's dream. Grimy little nigga, do anything for the cream. And send the clips to load up, plenty loud to roll up. And you know he slowed up, he just pulled that foe up. Ain't give a fuck, his attitude, but so what? Kissed his own cousin, found him sinking with his throat cut. 16 and wild, facing a murder trial. Baby mom at receiving, conceiving his first child. I was born and raised on Hoover and 7 Mile. Fucked up as a youth, his pop was a cold world, mean mug, freaky smile. Monkey turned gorilla, got killer on speed dial. If you from that east side, then you know how the story go. Cause all he ever wanted was a Rollie and some buffaloes. All he ever wanted was a Rollie and some buffaloes.
ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. My mommy ever wanted was a roadie and some buffaloes. Roadie and some buffalo. My mommy and some buffalo. My mommy ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. My mommy ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. My mommy ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. Roadie and some buffalo.
Magnesia, I be dropped in the trunk, four fifths on his lap, three more niggas with him and all of them strapped. The keys to the van, with a yacht in each hand. Went up to Z-Men, just shot a policeman. Inspired by that bankroll, now we banging that J-Mo. So we mix the lean with the cream, so the fango. Tether off his ankle, down for whatever. Caught a nigga slipping, about to get him together. Just dropped the lack truck, roofing off a double cup. Riding down 7 miles, about to switch his hustle up. Blowing on exotic, about to stop that erotic. To the list is on money falling out his pocket. Told the baby strip, it ain't tricking if you got it. If it ain't about the profit, then tell them niggas to stop it. Red zone flexing in the jack boy section. Envy in his direction, now they flatten the stretcher.
All he ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. All he ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. All he ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. Roadie and some buffalo. Roadie and some buffalo. All he ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. All he ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. All he ever wanted was a roadie and some buffalo. Roadie and some buffalo. Roadie and some buffalo.
We losing a lot of jobs here, especially in Michigan.
I didn't hold a job there very long. The whole plant shut down. They moved out of the city. That was about like about 20 years ago. 55 years old. That was about 20 years ago. They're sending more money out the country than they're spending here. Their own people.
Watching and I'm plotting, stopping is not an option. The rail moving silence as I'm clearing my conscience. Anointed without an outlet, scrolling through my contacts, cause I just need to vent. Stressing, praying for strength, 3 months late on my rent. They repoed my vehicle, even though wasn't all good just a week ago. And they cut my hours at the factory, that was my only way to provide and feed my family. Thinking to myself, how can I make it through this tragedy? Baby on the way and I cannot support financially. DT energy and electricity has got me stressing, so I'm sipping this Hennessy. Got nowhere to run to and nowhere to hide. Working at Burger King will hurt my pride. How can I escape this pain inside? Falling to my knees, I'm praying to God. He said, I'm just a young black male out here trying to make it. Yeah, so if you got it, then I'm gonna take it. I know, yo, my kids gotta eat. I know. At night I can't sleep. 9 to 5, how I survive. Was born to do more than just pay bills and die. I know. My kids gotta eat. I know. Why I can't sleep. My Impala is rented, tenants lightly blended. Can't go across 8 mile cause my license suspended. Driver responsibility fees is killing me. And they garnish my tax return for penalties. This ain't the road I chose, only the Lord knows. Baby mama took my kids, the crib is foreclosed. 13 below and I'm rocking the sports coat. 40 cal to my wig, this close to letting it blow. Lord forgive me for my sins, I'm praying to the end. On my way to heaven's gate, send an angel to let me in. My life is full of despair, feeling that no one there. You promised to never give me no more than I can bear. But I was told if it's not a blessing, it's a lesson. Deep in my soul, feeling like Job when he was tested. And I ain't got an inbox for y'all to get the message. God first, family second, my only method, he said. I'm just a young black male out here trying to make it. Yeah. So if you got it, then I'm gonna take it. Yo, my kids gotta eat. I know. At night I can't sleep. 9 to 5, how I survive. No way I was born to just pay bills and die. Yo, my kids gotta eat. I know. Sometimes I can't sleep. Eastside Story.